Good morning, Dallas-Fort Worth. We are Ask the Experts radio show on Talk Radio 1190, where I interview local professionals and experts in their field. And we are interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in North Texas. And you can visit him on the World Wide Web at dallasprobatelaw.com. Or his phone number, go ahead and grab a pen, is 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133. Good morning, Mr. Pike. How are you doing today?
Just great, Anthony. Good to be here.
Oh, nice to have you here this beautiful Saturday day. You know, probate law. You know, what is the purpose of having probate law?
It's just the system that we have to be organized to transfer somebody's assets when they died. When you're alive, you want to sell your house or you want to sell your car, you sign the title. Mm-hmm. Well, we have to have rules on who gets to sign for the person who's passed away, and that's what probate is.
Okay, and, you know, isn't probate something bad, and is it to be avoided?
Well, I mean, there are techniques to avoid probate, but you have to do it by planning in advance. If you do a good will, that's one way to plan, and then you probate the will. So the purpose of drafting the will is to probate, and Texas has good probate laws. Things go smoothly. The assets are transferred to the people who are supposed to get them, and it's a good thing. So you don't necessarily want to avoid probate in Texas. There are states where probate laws are not so good.
That's what I was going to ask next. Yeah. What state do you not want to die in?
Oh, let me tell you, California.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no. You don't want to own property in California. But Louisiana is not as good as Texas, and Oklahoma is more expensive than Texas. We have nice streamlined probate laws.
So Texas is a great place to die.
It's a great place to die. It's also a good place to go broke, too. You know, we got great laws for those two purposes.
You know, can I get ownership by paying taxes in using a property?
Boy, that is one of the most common things people think, that if they just sit in, say, mama's property after she's passed away. And
I'm staying here
and I'm paying the taxes, that they get it. And most people understand the concept of adverse possession. But with estate property, the answer is no, never. It gets kind of technical, and why not? I'm not going to go into the technicalities, but you can never obtain good title to property of someone who's passed away by just squatting in it, and regardless of what you do. I don't care if you pay all the taxes, repair it, improve it, it doesn't work. You still don't have title to that property.
How many times have you found yourself in the position where you have to explain to somebody more than once? No.
No. Yeah, yeah. And you know, that it's, they don't take no easily. And they're like, but I paid all the taxes on this property. And sometimes they own it with, you know, 62 cousins. And it's like, well, great. You've been paying 100% of the taxes.
And I bet all your cousins 62nd. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. They're really grateful and very helpful. So you know, that's a problem. I mean, so as property just sits around, probate problems become worse.
Really?
No. Well, I mean, it's bad enough to deal with one person who's died. If they've died and then one of the heirs dies, then it gets more complex and you're doing more work and it's more expense and it's more people to round up, which is a problem.
Is that the hardest part, is the roundup?
Yeah, it's when someone dies without a will, we have to go find all of their heirs, and you have to prove all the heirs. And when you're dealing with this through multiple generations, because they've waited and people haven't died, it's a lot more investigation to do. I mean, sometimes it's really hard to nail down that somebody didn't have another child, or who are all the cousins, or, you know, we've got absolutely crazy cases where we're looking for people all over the world.
Really? Have you ever had to, you know, have you finished a case and then somebody pop up out of the blue and be like, hey, by the way, I'm new? And what happens then? Do you have to rework everything, or are they just SOL?
I haven't actually dealt with that they popped up after. We found them in advance. But if they did, they could possibly move to set aside everything that had been done and start over again.
Really?
Depending on whether they had received notice.
Okay. You know, when is it actually too late to do probate?
Well, you know, as I was just saying, it's better if you do it sooner. Mm-hmm. A will is supposed to be probated within 4 years. So if you're the spouse and your spouse has died and you wait more than 4 years to probate the will, and highly likely that Will gave everything to you. Yeah. But if you don't probate it, you may not be able to probate it. Mm. And the intestacy laws, that's what applies if you don't have a will, may not leave all the property to the spouse. So you actually may lose what you thought you were getting by the will because you don't probate it within 4 years. Now, heirships, that's what you do when you don't have a will. They just get more expensive. They just get worse.
I bet.
No heirship gets easier over time.
If you're just now joining us, I'm interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in Dallas, 33 years plus and going, right off of Walnut Hill and 75 in Dallas. His phone number to get a hold of him is 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133. And on the World Wide Web, DallasProbateLaw.com. That's DallasProbateLaw.com. All right, Mr. Pike, you know, with probate law and, you know, talking about that, what difference does actually having a will make?
Well, the goal of drafting a good will is to keep probate attorneys poor.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you have a well-drafted will, probate is a nice, smooth, easy process. You can't guarantee to eliminate all disputes, but you might eliminate a lot of them, if not all of them. And it is always, always, always easier to go through probate with a will. Plus, the real goal of a will is to say what you want. You know, Texas says what happens to your property if you don't have a will. Instead of relying on what the state of Texas says, a will says what you want, who you want to be in charge, who you trust to be in charge. And so if you want to have any control over your estate and make sure it benefits your heirs instead of benefiting a bunch of attorneys, you draft a will.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've always been scared, like, you know, when I die or something, the will that I have is going to be, like, crumbled up and they're going to make a new one. And what's to keep from somebody doing that?
Well, there are several things. You can actually deposit the will with the court for safekeeping. But what most people do is just keep it in a safe place. So they keep the original will maybe at home in a safe
deposit box.
Yeah, a safety deposit box is a little bit of a problem. But if the people, like their executor, also has a copy of the will.
Yeah, which usually happens.
Right, that's a good idea. So if somebody tries to play monkey business and destroy the original, we got a copy and we probate the copy.
Okay.
So it's more difficult. We always want to have the original, but there are more than a few cases I've seen where we knew in our heart that somebody had destroyed the original.
Really?
That they had intentionally destroyed the original.
It happened in my family. That's what it is.
That people that find the will say, well, this isn't good to me.
Yeah.
So they think they destroy it. So you want to make sure that copies are there. So, of course, a good attorney in drafting will always maintains a copy of the executed will. So the attorney has one. So we do a little investigation. We go, okay, we can't find the original. We can find the copy, and then all hope is not lost.
Awesome. You know, I guess in saying that, I guess all hope is not lost without having a will, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, better if you have a will. It's not less expensive, but it's not necessarily a probate nightmare.
Okay.
It's going to be more expensive, but most families— you know, the survivor are children. They know each other. We don't have this huge extended family to go look for. And if all of the heirs are cooperative, they can get together and agree on a lot of aspects on how the estate is handled. And again, cut down on the legal expenses and have a successful estate. It's going to be more expensive than if they had a will, but they can get to the same end result. So if your loved one dies and you can't find a will, they didn't leave a will, you don't just stick your head in the sand. There's a solution out there.
Well, that's good to know. You know, that seems like a good place to take a break, Mr. Pike, if you don't mind. Once again, Dallas, if you're just now joining us, stick around. I'm interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in North Dallas. His phone number? 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133. Or on the World Wide Web at DallasProbateLaw.com. That's DallasProbateLaw.com. DFW, I'm Anthony Cernilia with Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after these commercials. at Pike & Associates. They are a full-service estate planning and probate firm striving to take the fear and unpredictability out of your legal services. With offices in Dallas and Tarrant counties, attorney David Pike handles contested and uncontested probate matters, including guardianship, and offers a full range of estate planning services to draft wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. Attorney Pike & Associates, PC, handles hundreds of estates from simply probating a will to dispute cases involving millions of dollars. You can trust them with your case because they do it all the time and they make a complex process easy for you. At Pike & Associates, they have handled hundreds of estates from simply probating a will to disputed estates involving millions of dollars. They make a commitment to, quote, fixed fee arrangements when possible and stick to that arrangement. For listeners interested in guardianships, Pike & Associates handles dozens of guardianships a year. Contact attorney David Pike today at 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133.
Ho, ho, ho. Good day, Dallas. From the Talk Radio 1190 Weather Center, I'm Anthony with your SC Experts weather. Beautiful sunny day with a high of 62 tonight, a low of 48 with clear skies. This weather report brought to you by SC Experts Radio Show.
Welcome back, Dallas, Fort Worth. We are Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190, where I'm interviewing local professionals and experts in their field. And once again, I'm interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in North Dallas. His phone number, 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133. And that's on the World Wide Web at DallasProbateLaw.com. That's DallasProbateLaw.com. He's located right off Walnut Hill in 75, practicing law for 33 plus years. That is amazing, sir.
Well, you've hang around long enough, you know, count up the years.
Well, I'm telling you, I bet you've seen some things over the years, haven't you?
Oh, you do. It's amazing the disputes that people get into.
Yeah, can you tell us a good one for our listeners? Our listeners love the good stories and stuff.
I've seen a lot of crazy things, and you know, one of them is that the hostility that sometimes that breaks out.
Oh, money!
After,
yeah, anytime money's involved.
Yeah, it starts immediately. So I've had half the family is at the funeral, the other half of the funeral family is at the house cleaning out the house.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and so they're not waiting for the wake. They've gotten all the property already.
That happened like 3 years ago with my wife's father. His brother passed, and we're at the funeral, and we're like, "Where's so and so? Where's so and so?" And doggone it, if they weren't at his house cleaning it out,
it's what I call a pickup probate.
I'm telling you,
the person who gets to the house first with a pickup wins. So the probate process is not really good about dealing with, you know, knickknacks, furniture, personal property, because it doesn't transfer by title like a car does. Yeah. If you just pick up a car, you don't really own it. Yeah. You can't transfer real estate by squatting there like we talked about.
Well, if somebody goes and picks up their tools or something that don't have a...
Investment accounts, they're not going to, you know, give them to the person who walks in the door. That's the purpose of probate. You have a will that says this person is in charge. They're the executor. And that's who the bank, the investment company, the title company on the real estate are going to listen to and follow their instructions, which is why you have to go to court to say, hey, who is that person, and get them appointed.
Is that so I've heard of simple like affidavits and heirships.
Yeah.
Do they work, or like sometimes when do they actually work?
They really don't work. An affidavit of heirship is where the heirs get together when there's no will, and they sign an affidavit saying this is, you know, dad's or mom's history of their marriages and family, and we're the heirs. And there's nothing that compels anybody to rely on that. So we never know if it's going to work unless the title company says it works. So and if the family situation is even a bit more complex, I don't think a title company is going to accept that. I rarely have a bank accept it. Investment companies never. They're not going to transfer stocks and bonds that way. So it's really not a legal probate process. It's a shortcut. And it's an unnecessary shortcut if somebody's done a will. The will is so much better to solve the problem. If they have to go to court and do a full declaration of heirship, I can guarantee somebody that works. That works for all purposes. Affidavits of heirship, it's just trying a shortcut and seeing if it works, and the odds are it won't.
Really? Well, I can tell you, you know, if someone's actually died, what do you do about, like, the house expenses, a mortgage? Do you start paying them, or do you just let them alone?
Boy, you try to pay as little as you have to. The mortgage can wait. Mortgage companies are great at sending out late notices and threats to foreclose, but who are they supposed to be foreclosing on? The person who died.
Yeah.
You can't foreclose on someone who died. You have to go to court and pursue it through the estate probate process. So we don't pay the mortgage. But you want to keep the house in good shape. You don't want probably a very valuable, if not the most valuable asset of the estate, to have the pipes freeze this time of year other times a year. You know that they'll have suffer heat damage. So somebody probably needs to find some money to pay the utilities, and they can get paid back from the estate.
Well, I was going to say, what if they're like, well, it's not my bill and I'm not getting any money, I'm not going to pay it? I mean,
well, if you advance money to the estate, which is what you're doing, when you pay expenses for the estate, you're entitled to be reimbursed. You can file a claim against the estate. Again, most of the times that's handled very cooperatively, but you do take a risk. Is there going to be a dispute over that? Is the person who's – are you going to be in control? Somebody else going to be in control? So we try to keep those type of advances to a minimum.
And I guess like being the executor of a will, then you're more than likely going to be the one that falls back on.
Yeah, usually that's the person who will come forward and pay those expenses because they say, I'm going to be in control and I know I'm going to pay myself back. Yeah, they're absolutely entitled to pay themselves back.
Exactly. And I guess, what about if, you know, cars and such, you know, about driving cars, are they allowed to, oh, I'm going to take, you know, granny's, you know, truck now and it's mine, you know? How does that work?
Well, of course, it's not yours until it gets transferred. And the problem is, if it hadn't been transferred to you and it's not in your name, you probably don't have insurance on that vehicle.
Yeah.
And if you allow somebody to go drive that car, you may be legally responsible for that.
Yeah, risk of driving a car. So, like, say I'm jumped in granny's car and I'm not insured. What happens if I actually get in a wreck?
Well, the insurance – you don't have an insurance company that's going to help you out.
Yeah.
And so all your assets are now at risk. You're going to get sued personally and not have a lawyer defend you. So that's not a good deal. And so it's usually better to take that car and park it in a safe place and, if there's a loan on it, hide it from the repo man because they'll pick it up.
Really?
Are
they allowed to even though, somebody passed away?
Or no, but good luck trying to get that car back after they've gotten it.
Yeah, because you're not the person. They're like, sorry, we don't want to talk to you if you're not that person.
Yeah, it's not a happy thing to try to chase down a car that's been repoed because nobody was paying the expenses on it and the estate hadn't been opened yet. So, I mean, there are legal recourses, but a lot of times when you have a legal right to something, that doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah.
The goal of doing good planning is to make everything easy and smooth so that you don't have these type of problems. Because when these problems come up, you say, well, yeah, someone, robbed the house of its stuff. You know, one of the heirs did, or they drove the car and they damaged it. I want to sue them. Yes, but how many lawsuits do you want? how many attorneys do you want to employ?
Yeah, and there's just so many questions when it comes to probate law. And I could probably go all day, but also, Dallas, if you're just now joining us, I'm interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in Dallas, 33 years and going, right off of Walnut Hill in 75. His phone number, 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133, or on the World Wide Web at DallasProbateLaw.com. That's DallasProbateLaw.com. Also, he told me you can probably go on Google and find a couple of reviews about him. And, Mr. Pike, probably something that's on everybody's mind whenever it comes to inheritance and stuff like that, taxes, the big T. Do you have to pay taxes on inheritance or, like, houses or – how does that work?
Well, generally, this is good news.
Okay.
When someone dies, the person who receives a gift never pays taxes.
All right.
So there's an issue is, does the estate owe estate taxes?
Okay.
And the answer to that is, for about 99.9% of Americans, the answer is no, because the current exemption for estate taxes is over $11 million a person.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, or $22 million for a couple. So, you know, if you have estate tax problems, God bless you.
So Donald Trump, you know, his kin will have some problems.
Probably, and that's why they hire a lot of attorneys and do very complex estate tax planning to avoid those taxes. But that's a problem for the 0.1% of America.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, when you receive a gift, you don't pay taxes. Now, income taxes have to be paid.
Uh-huh.
So somebody's going to pay income taxes. There's no avoiding income tax. But there is one really great tax break to dying. You want to die to take advantage of this tax break, which is if you have an asset that's appreciated, like you have a rent house and it's gone up in value a lot. Well, if you sell it during your life, you pay capital gains taxes.
Yeah.
That capital gains tax, that accumulated gain, simply goes away for your heirs. They only pay for any gain from the time they get control of it. So you can avoid a tax in dying. So generally speaking, the taxes aren't worse, and they're actually better. And when you receive a gift from an estate, if you're just the executor is giving you a check because that's what you're entitled to, that's your check.
That's awesome.
100%. Not like when you got your salary check and it had all those stinking deductions on it.
You know, do I need a specialized probate attorney for any reason?
Well, you do, because actually when you hire an expert, like our firm is an expert in this area, you're getting someone who knows what to do, they're diagnosing it right, and allows us, for example, to do most probate services at a fixed fee. And we can take a fixed fee because we've done it enough times that we've got good systems, good processes, and we know the courts and we know the procedure. So it's not wandering off into the darkness every time trying to figure it out. When you don't hire an expert, you know, even if they say they're charging a lower rate, they're going to spend a whole lot more time trying to figure it out. And they're probably going to do it wrong. And, you know, the court will send them back to start over and start over. So you want to get somebody really in any field of expertise, whether it's, you know, medicine or law or engineering, get someone who does that kind of work. And that's what we do. We are an estate planning probate law firm. That's all we do.
And last but not least, you know, I know this is on everybody's mind, the cost. How does that work? Is it something that's paid up front? Do we pay it whenever the person dies, or how does that work? Do you work with people?
Well, there's all sorts of arrangements. But what most people want is that they've got a situation, say mom's passed, they're probating a will, or she doesn't have a will. Either way, we can diagnose that situation and tell them, this is your fee, and quote them a flat fee, because I said, we've done it a lot.
Okay.
We have enough experience to know what the variables are, and we'll take the risk that this one will be a little bit more complex. So we'll do it on a flat fee basis. So then we usually ask for those funds up front. I'm not going to tell you my fees because, frankly, if I told you exactly what my fees are, I would have a lot of other members of the probate bar mad at me.
Oh, okay.
They don't want you to know what I charge. So it's very reasonable. And, you know, I want to be like the auto mechanic where you take your car in and he looks at it and diagnoses and said, this is what it's going to cost. That's what we do.
And I'm not going to fix this because it's not broken.
Can you imagine going to an auto mechanic and them saying, well, you know, if you pay me $500, I'll look at your car and tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of attorneys do that. We don't do that. We look at what your problem is, tell you what it's going to cost, and you either say, hey, I like that or I don't. And if you don't like it, you don't hire us and you don't owe us a dime. That's just being fair with people, and that's what we want to be, fair and transparent. People get scared when they hire an attorney.
Yeah,
I understand that. They're scared to death that they're going to be charged a whole lot of money. So we try as best as possible to be transparent with them, and when we can, we will quote them a flat fee, and they go, hey, I know what this is going to cost, and that's not so bad.
Yeah, and I guess when you're dealing with what you deal with, they're trying times at most of the time when you're having to deal with it. So, you know, you want to be compassionate and, you know, have that, you know, to where you can, I guess, per se, you know, be the nice guy.
Right. And you know, what we do for our clients, one of the great services.
All right, Mr. Pike. Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
It was my pleasure. It was a joy to talk to you, Anthony.
Awesome. Well, Dallas-Fort Worth, I was interviewing Mr. David Pike. He is a probate attorney here in Dallas-Fort Worth. 33 years and counting, right off of Walnut Hill in 75. If you want to call him, his number is 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133. Or hit him up on the World Wide Web, DallasProbateLaw.com. That's DallasProbateLaw.com. Once again, I'm Anthony Cernilio with Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190. Dallas, stick with us. We have another show coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. At Pike & Associates, they are a full-service estate planning and probate firm striving to take the fear and unpredictability out of your legal services. With offices in Dallas and Tarrant counties, attorney David Pike handles contested and uncontested probate matters, including guardianship, and offers a full range of estate planning services to draft wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. Attorney Pike & Associates, PC, handles hundreds of estates from simply probating a will to dispute cases involving millions of dollars. You can trust them with your case because they do it all the time and they make a complex process easy for you. At Pike & Associates, they have handled hundreds of estates from simply probating a will to disputed estates involving millions of dollars. They make a commitment to, quote, fixed fee arrangements when possible and stick to that arrangement. For listeners interested in guardianships, Pike & Associates handles dozens of guardianships a year. Contact attorney David Pike today at 214-866-0133. That's 214-866-0133.